Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Sheffield Live.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. My name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
Hope you've had a good week. How's it going, James?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. We've just tried doing the Facebook Live thing and failed miserably.
We were sideways.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but we do take a sideways look at the week's news, of course.
Apparently.
Interspersed with the best new music.
It would have been fine if people are watching us whilst laid in bed or something like that.
Yeah, probably not thinking about it. So we're going to try and sort that out. The problem is we've got nowhere to put the iPad with it without it falling down. So, never mind.
I'm sure plenty of people have got suggestions where we can put the iPad. Is that going to stay
That's a bit precarious.
It's very precarious.
Shall I have a go?
Do it.
Yeah, what sort of...
Oh, there it goes. What's it?
Oh, blummy neck. What sort of music have we got lined up for today then, James?
Today we got... there's a couple of female-led bands. We've got Aztec Doll, who are from Barnsley. They've got a gig coming up at Maida Vale. We've got Scarlet, who have just released an album. The Claremonts, a young Manchester band. And the new song from the Wenatchee Tribe as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of... we've got women kicking us off today.
Yeah. Some really good kind of rocky indie tunes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Quite like it. And then Wenatchee Tribe is a bit of that eclectic, like almost Manchester kind of sound.
Yeah. Well, good news for Connor Houston fans. He's released a new track.
Yep.
We haven't got it, but we'll have it for next week, we hope.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask him whether he'll let us play it. Should hope so, because
should do.
It's a cracker. It's a cracker of a track.
You turn into Frank Carson.
Oh, it's a cracker.
It's a cracker. Very good. So, yeah. Right. I think we're going to experiment going live now, because I think I've managed to put the iPad on a box.
Do we have to bend down the whole time?
No, because this is going to do my back in.
Hello.
Again.
It's not even on yet.
Not live yet. I'm just putting something in there. Right, okay.
Oh!
There we go.
Yeah, so if you are a follower of us on Facebook and you've liked the page of The Squeak, spelt wrong, THESQWEEK.
Obviously, yeah.
Then tune in. And
it's not quite high enough.
Yeah, you might be able to see my fat belly on the screen.
You've just got the midriff at the moment.
Wow.
Oh, dear me. I've
just got a notification saying The Squeak is live now.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Go to... You can see a bit of James.
Hello.
The system that we use from ancient history, and some bits of the studio,
mainly my belly,
and the Wi-Fi password.
give that out, why don't you?
Sorry, yeah.
Well, this is fun.
Indeed. So we've got a barbecue coming up later on, haven't we?
Yes.
Hopefully the weather holds up for that.
So at 3 o'clock we'll be. Legging it.
We'll be off skis. And if you missed it, I managed to make Paul Sellers jump again today.
Yes, that's also on the Squeak Facebook page.
It is indeed. Check it out. I managed to do it live, which is a feat. Because sometimes I make him jump and forget to record it. Then when I do record it, he's on to me.
I'm sure he loves it every week when you come in and scare him.
Yeah.
You'd have thought he'd have cottoned on to this by now.
His life expectancy's gone down.
Yeah. Pretty much. Poor fella.
Shall we... Poor fella, Paul Sellers. Should we kick off then with a bit of Aztec Doll?
Yes, Red Blood by Aztec Doll. You can see these on Friday the 2nd of September, along with A Silent Age, at Maida Vale.
Cool. This is Aztec Doll.
Things for sure is we cannot ignore it. My wings won't dad. It's been hard since you're gone. Mum's been sad, but we're hanging on. And those clouds won't linger, the only visit. There's a boat full of dreams, if you blink, you miss it. Now back to the present, stuck in a rut. Got a pain in my brain and the reef not cut. But there's no other violins. I'm not slouching or crouching in wheelie bins. And just moaning the same as I always did. Trying to find me the space and place to get through.
See the flow, grab the mic and then your words will flow. I'm just trying to get by like you and everybody else. Sunshine, time to time, write the words and then you speak your mind. I'm just trying to get by like you and everybody else.
Even heaven knows that you are early, like a song without a buzz or a tune, like applause without a show. And I really need to know just why you had to go so soon. Even heaven knows that you are ugly, like a song without a buzz or two, like applause without a show. And I really need to know just why you had to go so soon.
Glad to see the glow. And then your words will flow. I'm just trying to get by like you and everybody else. Sunshine, time to time, write the words and then you speak your mind. I'm just trying to get by like you and everybody else.
I feel like I'm running through a swimming pool, taking big strides but I'm getting nowhere. Every corner I turn is the same old street. Wanna run but the concrete's glued to my feet. Now I'm stood in the backyard staring in, looking at the mess that I made, thinking where to begin. I can feel anxiety creeping and crawling, looking at a fence that's 10 feet tall. But I ain't going round it, I'm going through it. I ain't gonna say that I found it and through it. There's a world on your doorstep, lovable and cruel. Always one man's hero, another man's fool.
I'm just trying to get by like you and everybody else. Sunshine, time to time, write the words and then you speak your mind. I'm just trying to get by like you and everybody
Luke, do you want to explain what just happened?
Yeah, so what happened there, I decided, because I know we've got a lot of listeners, and I like to test our listeners.
Yeah.
So when we said we were going to play Aztec Doll, I knew full well that it was actually going to be Wenatchee Tribe.
Yeah, it was totally, totally planned, wasn't it? And we didn't have to have Carl Maloney point that out to us.
No, but Carl, you passed the test, so you've won a prize.
Yeah. Your prize is a burger at the barbecue later.
Yeah, is he coming?
I believe he may be.
Oh, absolutely. Marvellous. Okay.
So yes, everybody, that although we professionally did a proper link into Aztec Doll with their song Red Blood, it wasn't that. It was the Wenatchee Tribe with Plant the Seed. That's their new song.
Yeah. Firstly, I must apologise to both Aztec Doll and Wenatchee Tribe because I made a hash of that. And you as well, because I know you wanted to play those songs in that order.
It don't matter.
So I'm very sorry.
Don't matter.
I'd like to say it's not the first time I've done it, but it's becoming a regular occurrence now. I thought, right, I've got myself organised, that's set up, the mics are done, blah, blah, and I'd gone through all the songs and not reset it back to track one.
Fair enough. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Sorry.
This won't happen in 2 weeks' time, will it?
No, because I'm not here. Yeah, I'm going to Benidorm. So you're going to be doing the show with guest presenters.
Yes.
Is it a secret?
It's not necessarily a secret, I think.
Is it confirmed, defo?
Yeah, I like to think so. They might not know yet, but yeah. It's confirmed in my head.
It's a secret from the guests. No, you're going to be doing it with Karl Maloney and Faith Shaughnessy, aren't you?
I believe so.
A threer.
Yes. We've had both on the show before.
And but not together, though.
Not together, and they've both been very good before.
Yeah. Well, so. Faith. Well, I've been trying to get Karl on for a while, but I just don't think he wants to come back when I'm here. That's obviously what's happening.
Well, he's trying to tell you something. He wants to work with professionals, Luke.
Yeah, I've got to take that one on the chin. But no, Faith's always like, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm too nervous. Can't do it. Comes out of her shell completely.
Yeah, she's great.
Chris Martin, for example.
That was a legendary example.
Yeah, that was brilliant. So, what have we got coming up then? We've got some Aztec Doll, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know where you get that from.
I'd written it down as well. Look, it's written it down here on this professional scrap of paper.
Yeah, Aztec Doll, Scarlett, Claremont. Karl has helped source us some of the music this week as well.
Thanks, Karl.
Thank you, Mr. Rate Good Music.
Yeah. Now, what's going on Twitter? Because I've been invited to, like, rate good zoos.
Me too. I think Karl is expanding his empire of rate good things.
Yeah.
So we've got rate good music. I believe there's rate good wrestling.
And, yes, I had a request to follow me on Instagram from Rate Good Wrestling.
Yeah. What a pathetic, pointless sport that is, in my opinion.
Yeah, not the opinions of Sheffield Live, just James Hargreaves.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you might be joining the wrestling crew.
I hate wrestling. I really do.
Yeah.
And I think that Karl and Scott, that are helping put that together, I think they might kill me later for saying so. But
Scotterillo.
It's a sport almost as pointless as bowling.
Tenpin or Crown Green?
Both, but mainly Tenpin.
I don't like Tenpin. I don't mind Tenpin, but it's not. It's just a game, though, isn't it? It's not
rubbish.
Sport.
It's rubbish. It's the most pointless thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing for me with wrestling is it's all scripted, isn't it? It's not real.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got Rate Good Wrestling and Rate Good Zoos.
Well, Carl's got a fascination with otters, so I'm wondering if that's the reason.
Although recently he did put out on his Facebook that he wanted to find some new animals because he'd been oversubscribed with otters. So I pointed him in the direction of taxidermy rats.
We've had an update flood in on the Twitter. You can as well, @thesqueak, spelt wrong. And Carl's put, the zoo thing isn't me, I think it's Scott taking the Michael. Changed a word there. Wrestling is right good.
No, it's not. No.
I agree. But you look very nice in your profile picture. With his blue suit.
Look at that hair.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's all blue, like CK was last week. CK was all blue.
Yeah, and as I am today again.
Oh yeah, you are. Wow.
And I've bought a new jacket.
What colour is that jacket, Luke?
Hold on.
That's a rather fetching shade of blue. You've basically not learned from CK's mistake last week.
Well, I was wearing blue last week as well.
Yeah.
But CK took all the thing. You know, what happened with this was, I went out for a few drinks on Friday into the Shake It and left my jacket. Went to pick it up on the Saturday and nobody's handed it in, so I've had to pick this up from Primark on the way into town.
Primarny.
How much do you reckon?
Oh, that's at least £10 worth of Primarny.
Not quite, £7.
£7.
But I thought, it's all right.
Your English pounds.
It's quite warm. So just to be going into summer, brilliant.
Yeah, I bought a jacket a few weeks ago and it's been so sunny and hot that I've not even had to wear it. So I'm a bit gutted about that. But I'm not as gutted about the fleece that I bought, which was the nicest fleece top I've ever had, and it didn't fit me, so I had to take it back.
Oh, I remember you saying, yeah. Well, we bought a new coat at the same time and then just never worn it because it's been really warm.
That's it. It's been so hot.
Yeah.
I've worn it one night out and basically was sweating so profusely that that I regretted that decision.
Mm. You got to be. The thing is, when you're going out, you've got to be prepared to either be hot when you get there or cold before you get there.
Yeah.
Because you can't do both. And I don't like leaving stuff in cloakrooms.
It depends where you're going, because 99% of the time you're going to be inside, aren't you? And it's just whether you're then walking from pub to pub or whatever, wherever you're going, or whether you're getting a taxi home or something.
Mm. Thing is, though, I've never done it before, but now I've left the jacket in the pub, I'm reluctant to leave stuff in cloakrooms because I'm likely to just go without it.
Yeah, you can always go back and get it, though.
Yeah, but somebody's took this one.
Oh.
Somebody's had it. It's not there. Been it shaky this morning. No, nobody's handed it in. It was a nice jacket, though, so it probably was.
Tells you the quality of the...
Anyway, moving on. Have you seen the news this week?
I've seen some news this week, yes.
Well, one thing that stuck out in my mind, obviously Facebook have bought WhatsApp, which yes. we all use, our friend group. And they're now saying that they're going to sort of exchange data.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got an update for WhatsApp, it'll ask you to review the terms and conditions, and you can actually turn it off. But I know that they've been doing it already, because I've had some... You know, on Facebook, you've got a people you may know bit.
Yeah.
I've had people on there come up that I've never met before previously.
Yeah.
And they've got the number from WhatsApp, and all of a sudden they've come up.
Facebook knows virtually everything about you.
It's scary. Cause I'm
thinking, they are the big brother of...
Well, I thought, how would you possibly link us together? Because we've got no mutual friends and all the rest of it. It's because of WhatsApp.
Any advertiser can do it. If you go to the back end as an advertiser, you can upload a list of telephone numbers and it will match them to Facebook users.
Should that be allowed?
As long as it's in your privacy policy, and it's always in Facebook's privacy policy.
Yeah. Thing is, nobody reads it, do they?
No.
You just tick yes, yeah. Carry on, can't be bothered.
But it's all in an effort to serve adverts to people on WhatsApp, isn't it? Apparently,
yeah. Yeah, and Facebook as well. Because it can link people together and then whatever else. But the Information Commissioner is looking into it because it's not sure if it's, you know, completely kosher.
They'll get away with it.
To use a proper law expression.
They bought them for, what, $1 billion, was it, a few years, like 2 years ago or something?
Well, they bought everything, didn't they? They bought Instagram as well.
Yeah.
They bought Instagram, they bought
WhatsApp
as well.
Yeah.
So, they're sort of becoming a bit of a monopoly, really, of all the social media and communication sites.
Indeed.
But they've built Messenger off the back of... They built Messenger off the back of WhatsApp as well, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. That Messenger is my most hated app of all.
Well, my new team at work, they've got... Because obviously we've got, like, work communications, but out of work, we've got one, and they use Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And I never use it. So they're talking about all this stuff, and I'm never on it. So
I've purposefully turned off notifications for Facebook Messenger because it's just so intrusive and horrible and annoying.
Yeah.
People think it's rude that you don't get back to them straight away. No, what's rude is the people messaging
you
wherever you are and expecting a response straight away.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'd rather just take everyone's number and text people.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot easier for me.
That is it.
Mm. But I don't want to have to go on text, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, all the rest of it.
I don't
can't
mind
be
people
bothered.
Sending me a message on it. I'll get back to you when I read it, which might be in a few days' time.
Yeah, exactly. So where are you with the privacy thing?
I don't think there's any such thing as privacy nowadays, really. Facebook knows absolutely everything about you, and they can match users to virtually everything. It's unbelievable just exactly how much that Facebook knows about you. Even from all the things that you like on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
If you imagine, Facebook knows where you've been because it gets all your geo data and you check into places. It knows everything you like. It knows all the people you're friends with. It knows your phone number, your email address and everything. Facebook is taking over the world.
What's the answer then? Is there one?
There isn't one. It's just the world we live in nowadays. All you have to hope is that Facebook keep that data secure and don't exploit it. In a bad way.
Yeah.
They obviously exploit it for advertising, but imagine if some dodgy government got hold of it down the line and started to prosecute people for the things that they like.
Hmm. Scary.
In some regimes around the world, imagine.
Well, some of it... can you get on Facebook in China, for instance?
No.
Is it banned there?
I think it's one of the ones that's banned.
Is it?
Or severely restricted, one or the other. Because they do restrict a lot of stuff in China.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think on Twitter, at The Squeak, T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K.
Yes.
And we're going to have, finally, some Aztec doll.
Is it this time?
Yes.
Whee!
Because I've put it on the right track. This is Aztec Doll. Get in touch on Twitter. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM.
No. Red blood.
Aztec Doll.
Red Blood.
Absolutely. So they're playing where? Maid of Ale, you say?
Maid of Ale on Friday the 2nd of September with The Silent Age.
Next Friday.
Yeah, and their EP's on Bandcamp right now. So go buy it.
All awesome. Of it. Awesome. All of it, yes.
So what have you been doing this week then, Luke?
Oh, I've been away again this week. I've been down south with work. I had... I had, because my job now involves sort of providing equipment to certain outlets so they can serve the drinks that we sell.
Okay.
So I had an equipment briefing down there on Tuesday, which was positively gripping.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What kind of equipment is there?
Vending machines, chillers.
Oh, right.
All
that
the rest
kind
of
stuff.
It. So, but there's.
I thought you meant like dispensers. You know, like.
No. One of the vending machines that we use though is quite good because it's got the mechanical arm, which is pretty cool. But yeah, so I had to learn about all the different ones of those, which was, like I say, awesome. But I've been down south all week, so I've been in three different hotels, staying down near Heathrow. But yeah, no, it's been just another week away, so cool. Just glad to be back.
You weren't tempted to go and greet Team GB off the plane when they got back to Heathrow?
Well, actually, they were landing on the Tuesday. Yeah. I think they landed about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I didn't get into where was that? Small field, it was called, till about 10 to 12. So I missed it.
Was it actually a small field?
No, it was a strange place though, because the head office for this equipment company that we use is just sort of on a country lane.
It's in a small field.
yeah, you could say. So, but no, I missed it, unfortunately. But they had a golden-nosed plane.
That's the one,
bringing
them
home, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, no, I didn't get to see them.
Yeah, well, they landed. And Have you ever been, you know, when you've been to get your luggage, the luggage collection, after you've been to a plane, have you ever been there and stood there and not known which luggage is yours?
Yeah, I've done it once. When was it? I went on holiday. I went to Egypt, I think. And I'd bought a new suitcase.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a suitcase. And it started coming out and thinking, oh, that's mine. I picked it up and I thought, oh, no, that's not mine. So I put it back down. And this bloke said, I go at me and went, you don't know what your own bag looks like? And I'm like,
wow.
No, I don't. It's a new suitcase. Is it, you know, don't let it bother you.
Well, imagine if you were part of Team GB. Right, they went into their baggage claim area. The little carousel starts coming out. All the bags are passing them by. They got given a uniform before they went, which was like the red and white uniform. As part of the uniform, they got given red bags. All exactly the same.
Oh, no.
So it's basically taken Team GB's athletes, like hundreds of them, almost an entire day to go through all of the bags to see which one's theirs.
How stupid's that? I mean, to be fair, if you'd all been given red bags, then you'd put some sort of tie on there, wouldn't you?
I imagine they've labelled them up, but... Like,
not very well.
In the whole hole, like, I'm showing Luke the pictures.
Oh, what a disaster.
This is what the athletes have been tweeting. So if you've been following any Team GB athletes, then go look back on their Twitter. And you can see the baggage claim hall just full of entirely the same red bags.
That is actually ridiculous.
It's amazing.
Well, I was going to say, because when I go away, I don't tend to take a big suitcase. So I just take shirts and t-shirts and bits and bobs.
I have a girlfriend, so I end up taking.
Oh yeah, I've just got a hold all banging there, easy.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to wait for the luggage when it comes out.
I would prefer to do that, to be honest.
Because I don't take loads of stuff. You know, but as soon as you start taking like electrical stuff, like hair dryers and all the rest of it,
yeah,
it takes a lot of room up and a lot of weight, and then you've had it, haven't you?
When you're on holiday, do you take like all? If you go into a hot place, do you take all of the normal kind of stuff that you would, sunscreen and things?
I'm notoriously bad at putting sunscreen on. But generally what I do is, if someone else has got a bag, I just bang it in their bag. Because you can't put it in your holdall, can you?
No, you can't.
Ingenious.
That is very clever.
Why?
And
why do you ask?
You're taking up everybody else's allowance. That's brilliant.
Only for one bottle. It's not that bad, is it? But the rest of it, like shampoo and whatever, just get when you're over there. It's only about a quid or a euro or whatever.
Well, imagine if you're on holiday, Luke, and you're somewhere where you can't get your favourite brand of crispy fried chicken, but you absolutely love the smell of it. Right? Wouldn't it be great if you could just get some sunscreen that smelt of crispy chicken?
That'd be awful. You'd walk around smelling like KFC.
Funnily enough, KFC last week have released extra crispy sunscreen in America.
Of course they have. Why wouldn't they?
Limited to just 3,000 bottles. They were available while supplies last, and it actually sold out.
Do you remember a few weeks ago, or whenever it were, I brought that story up. It was either China or Japan or somewhere like that, and they brought out KFC... flavoured nail polish.
Yes.
So you could lick your nails
lick
and
your
get
nails.
A taste of.
Wow.
You know, chicken royale or whatever it is. That might be Burger King, I don't know.
Look, my favourite part of this whole story, though, is the little bottle of sunscreen, extra crispy chicken sunscreen from KFC. Right. On the bottle, it has a label saying, not a food product.
Oh, so you can't eat your suntan cream. Well, if it smells like it, you probably will. I think we've got some viewers. James Hargreaves joined. Thanks, James.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
Hello,
about 10 minutes
James.
Ago.
And Rachel Hicks has joined.
Hi, Rachel.
But it's saying we've got no viewers at the minute.
Oh,
so maybe
she's joined and then...
Maybe she's had enough.
Then legged it.
We've tipped a box on its side just so you can watch. Ungrateful.
Oh, dear.
Ungrateful.
Oh, dear.
Even on a budget... Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Are you going on holiday this year, or?
Well, in a couple of weeks' time, actually, whilst you're away in Benidorm, it's Rachel's birthday, so we're going to the sunny climes of Royal Leamington Spa.
Oh, my goodness. That, right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, our good friend Dave just tweeted a picture of me one afternoon, and it was pretty much the first day of sun that we had.
That is a ridiculous picture.
It's terrible, that. I don't know if you can tell on the Facebook Live, but I was severely sunburned. I just sat out in the sun all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you should retweet that.
No.
Let everybody see.
It's fine. Just leave it.
Okay, I'll do it.
Great.
There you go.
Thanks. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, and it was severe. I'd been sat out from 12 till probably about 8, just, you know, enjoying a few beers in the beer garden.
Just so you can see it, I'll just turn my iPad round with it full screen on for you.
That's terrible. But yeah, sure. I said I was notoriously bad for taking sun cream.
Yeah.
I was obviously not happy that picture was being taken.
Are you putting yourself off by looking at yourself?
I think so. So what I had to do is I had to buy some aloe vera, because I walked into work. This was last year, before I left Sainsbury's, and I walked in, and Paul's making a brew. And I've gone, "Morning, Paul." He went, "You all right?" And he did a double take, and he just went, "Are you all right?" I went, "Yeah, I'm fine." He just caught the sun a bit, like...
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
You look like the top of a traffic light.
Yeah, they were frying eggs off my face. I heard that one as well. So I had to get some aloe vera gel and just sort of all over my face.
The only product that's also a greeting for an old lady.
Very good, very good. Yeah, hello, Vera. But yeah, no, within a couple of days, the burn had come down, and I actually looked like a Spanish man.
A Spanish man.
Yeah. Not to generalise. But I've actually got... I had to have a personal licence to sell alcohol, and somebody happened to see it on Friday, and I actually looked quite brown there. I think that was around a similar time.
Oh, right, yes.
And I actually look like Alphonse Croft on that one.
You do.
With my, yeah.
So amazing.
I can legally sell alcohol.
I've actually never seen that picture before. And
well, I had to race to Waitrose because they lost my application. They had to send it off again before the deadline, so that's why that's there like that.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have waited a couple of weeks and took one where I didn't look foreign.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but you've been down to Royal Leamington Spa a couple of times this year, haven't you?
Yes, it's a nice place, to be fair. It's got like really kind of lovely buildings and architecture, and like there's a big massive park right in the middle of the town with a river running through it. It's really nice.
Sounds lovely.
Indeed.
Shall we have a bit of Scarlet?
Yes, if you can cue it up right, yeah, indeed.
It's there, ready to go. Yeah, so this is Scarlet. We'll tell you a bit more about these guys after this. You listen to The Squeaker 93.2 FM, and we are live on Facebook at the moment. Go to the Squeaks page. Yeah, apparently, yeah. Nobody's watching. Because you're not there. Scarlet, then on the Squeak, 93.2 FM. Tell us a bit about those. Where are these guys from?
They're great band. They're from out kind of St. Helens way. They did Tramlines Crystal Stage last year, not this year.
Okay.
And they've done a few other gigs around Sheffield, and that's from their new album, and it's called Your Control.
Awesome. Is that on Spotify and all the rest of it? Check it out.
I believe it's coming out actually in a couple of weeks, but they crowdfunded for it. So people who pledged a certain amount of money to get the album have already got it as backers, and it's coming out everywhere else in a few weeks.
I see. Well, we'd really like you to send in your sunburnt most embarrassing pictures. Thanks to Carl Maloney, who's really taken...
That's an amazing one.
Yeah, really taking a bad one there.
The thing is, Carl always messes about when you're taking a picture of him. So to catch him in his natural state like that...
Yeah, that's... Special and special.
We just retweeted that from the Squeak account.
Yeah, it's on Twitter, but for the benefit of Facebook, there you go.
Wow, amazing!
Oh dearie me. Yeah, have you? I mean, I just don't like putting sun cream on, and I never learned.
Obviously not.
I never learned.
I even should do nowadays.
Yeah.
Know, like skin cancer and all that.
Yeah, I know.
It's important.
You can trust Dave to capture it anyway.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Luke, what is the worst, most offensive English word you can think of that you can say?
Ah, I'm glad you said that, because I was about to break the watershed, even though there isn't one. That you can say on the radio?
Well, the
this is a dangerous segment, this, I think.
It is.
Why do you,
listeners can tweet us in the worst, most offensive words that
again, I don't
they
think
can
that's,
think of.
I don't think that's a good idea.
We might not be able to read them out, but you can still send them us.
yeah, we won't read them or anything, but, you know, send them.
This is another story I've seen this week. The Oxford English Dictionary, on their website, did a little bit of a fun segment on their website for people to send in and submit.
I've seen this.
Offensive suggestions.
And I think the ultimate offensive word that we can't say has actually gone in the dictionary. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Has it? Right. I didn't know if it was quite true.
But on this occasion, they've done it before, and it's been fine. On this occasion, they've actually had to pull the thing because of a lot of the words and were being...
Yeah.
People didn't take the competition in the spirit it was meant.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't do that. We've seen it with Boaty McBoatface. You can't put it to the public because they will just take the Michael with it.
The public are generally idiots.
Yeah.
I include myself in that. But for the first day, guess what the most offensive word people had for the first day? And it's not actually a swear word, so we can guess this little one.
Pillock?
No, it wasn't pillock. It's actually a word which I think... is a funny word every time you say it.
Moist.
It is.
Yes, it?
Moist. Moist was moist. the worst, most offensive word.
How is moist offensive?
I don't know, it's just funny.
If you watch Great British Bake Off, they say it every 5 minutes.
Yes.
They were making lemon... It was cake week the first week. They made a drizzle cake.
Yeah.
So moist was said, quite often. So it probably offended some people.
It's just an amazing word. After that, I got overtaken by Brexit.
Oh, that's topical. Not even a word. It's not even a word.
Yeah, and then hello was submitted.
Adele haters.
Yes, I include myself in that as well. but yes, they pulled it due to severe misuse, and a lot of it was down to kind of religious stuff as well as swearing. So
yeah,
people like silly haters were putting things like Israel and Muslims and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
Which is just ridiculous. So, yeah, the Oxford English Dictionary have had to pull that segment from their website.
What a strange story.
It doesn't look like they're going to be doing it again.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
Bit naive, though, you'd say, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Like when they, you know, I said before, Boaty McBoatface was a bit naive to think that people were going to come up with serious suggestions.
And it eventually became a David Attenborough, didn't it?
Yeah. The best name for me. I think that was the right call.
Another suggestion was RSS What Iceberg.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, just while we're on the subject of haters, I saw one in the news, and it was this US pastor who believes, not as in
not, religious not the person, Italian
not,
style.
Not the pasta that you stuff your face with garlic bread. There's a US pastor who believes floods are God's punishment. And he'd said, you know, he believes natural disasters are sent by God to punish gay people. Well, he's actually had to fled his home in Louisiana because he's been flooded in.
Wow.
So that's a picture of his house under quite a lot of water.
So God punishes people with floods?
Only gay people, apparently. They punish gay people with floods.
Oh, right. But he's had his house. Even better. That's... Yeah. What a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah, he what's he called?
Bernard?
No.
Frank.
Very good. What's his name? Oh, Tony Perkins.
Tony.
He said in an interview that...
That was my next guess.
Yeah, good shout. He said in an interview that he believed... I've lost the thing now. Oh, God is trying to send us a message and all that, but he's had his house flooded. So
I wonder what message God is trying to send him. Maybe God's saying, stop giving all my tricks away.
Maybe he's trying to tell him that is a word that we can't say that's not made it to the English Oxford Dictionary.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I thought that was quite funny, though. Ironic, really.
It was.
Yeah.
If you were famous, Luke, and somebody kept on getting your name wrong, what would you do?
Well, people always get my name wrong anyway.
How? How do they get your name wrong?
Because they just think I'm called something else.
Luke.
No, I just mean they get it wrong completely. Two of my friends that I've known for years and years, well, they're not together anymore, but I still see Joanne, but her and her ex-husband thought I was called Lee for about 10 years.
Wow, 10 years, and you let it get on that?
Well, it just got to the point, I thought...
After so long, it becomes a point where you can't correct it anymore.
Well, that's what happened. It got to a certain point, I just thought, I know they're talking to me, because we know the Lees in the group. And I thought, they know they're talking to me. But then once you sat down, you don't really call people by their names, do you? You just know that someone's talking to you. Anyway, one night I just said, you don't know that I'm called Luke, don't you? And they didn't believe me, obviously, because they called me Lee for 10 years.
That's the best outcome of that conversation ever.
But it happens all the time. Last week, when I was away before, I'd met a group of new people, and somebody got in the car and he went, sorry, did you say you were called Lee? I'm like, no. How does Luke even sound like Lee?
It doesn't, is the answer.
I don't know. It's just something I get used to. Or it's the last name that they miss the S off the last name.
Yeah.
So you're on the phone. What's your last name? Crofts. Croft. No, Crofts. Crofts. Forget it.
Like Crofts.
I just spell
but
it
without the dogs.
I just spell it out.
Or with an O.
Yeah. Just spell it out, and then they try and spell it Croftf, which is even more ridiculous.
What?
Croftf.
Croftf.
Anyway, yeah.
So
very annoyed.
Have you ever had Siri? Like, say your name. No, when you're using Siri or whatever the...
Yeah, the voice control type thing. I don't know if I have, actually.
You can program it into the phone, can't you, to say your name?
Yeah, well, I saw something. Was it something about Barbara Streisand?
That's where I'm going.
Is it? Oh, right, okay. See, we're on the same wavelength, yeah. Yeah, because I tried doing it on my work phone, and it's not got Siri activated. So I said Barbara Streisand... But it not got Siri turned on. So then it tried to dial this really long number. So I had to stop it before it dialed Israel or wherever it was going.
What? Yeah. Okay, right.
Because
well.
If you turn Siri off... Because if I say... Barbara Streisand... Into Siri... Oh, it said Barbara Streisand into Siri now. So it comes up with a web search, which is fine.
Okay.
But if I switch Siri off... Spare with us, listeners.
Wow.
Is it inaccessibility?
I don't know. Gripping radio. I thought Siri General. Had its own thing.
Oh, Siri, yeah. So if I turn Siri off...
Bye, Siri.
And then I do it...
See ya.
Barbara Streisand. So that's gone into voice control.
Yeah.
It hasn't got the functionality to do it.
No match found.
Doesn't work.
So how did you say it?
Barbara Streisand.
Ah, you see.
Am I saying it wrong?
That might be where it's going
wrong. Oh, good.
Because... Barbara Streisand.
Is that how she says it?
Yes, yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Streisand.
She doesn't like it when people say it as though it's got a Z in it for some reason. So
Streisand.
Streisand.
Streisand
is wrong and Streisand is right. So apparently Siri has been calling her Streisand. Right.
So she's written to Tim Cook and said, look, mate.
She hasn't just written to him, she's found his number out. And phoned him up and complained to Tim Cook from Apple.
Maybe he's got WhatsApp and Facebook and it's been leaked.
Maybe. So apparently in the next update of Siri, we're going to be able to get Siri to pronounce Barbara Streisand Right.
Right. Well, that probably won't affect my life ever.
No.
But I'm really pleased for her.
There was a song about Barbara Streisand.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel, Babs. Oh, yeah, it's... Barbara Streisand.
That's the one.
You must have said it wrong then.
Yeah, probably. Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, it'll not catch on, will it?
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left, and then DJ Ski's on with his
barbecue.
Oh, yeah, the barbecue, yes. Yeah. But DJ Ski's on with his platinum plates from 3 until 5 o'clock.
What was that?
That's how he says it. He doesn't say 5 o'clock, he goes 5 o'clock.
Okay.
He says the O. Like it's an Irish name, O'clock.
Fair enough.
Did that tickle you, that, did it?
That really did.
Sorry. If you're driving in DJ Ski...
I must say that doing an impression of DJ Ski is probably the dodgiest territory we could go on.
He changes it up, doesn't he, quite a bit. He goes from Yorkshire to...
He is the most Yorkshire Jamaican patois man that I've ever met.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Oh, I think he's great.
Yeah.
My dad liked him anyway. We're going to finish off with the Claremonts, aren't we?
Yes, Claremonts, with a song called Roll the Dice, a young Manchester band that were recently featured by Rate Good Music.
And soon to be in Rate Good Wrestling, I've heard a rumour.
Apparently.
No, that's unconfirmed.
Or the Rate Good too.
Yeah. Mm. Harsh. This is the Claremonts, we've got 9 minutes left. We're still live on Facebook. Dave Tingles put something.
Why?
Literally, thanks.
Dignity on the dance floor, it's what she got, but it isn't what she asked for. Couldn't rid her mind of what she saw. Drunk text the morning after the party, apprentice became the master, the clean young mess, fresh as asti, yeah. Roll the dice and try your luck, you'll never see if you don't suck. Dean Osby, a little rate them and talk about them and all you hate them until they provide an ounce to your benefit. Mother, a drunk for a dare, what chance did she really ever have? By far to be by the school gate, yet yeah, I'm older, what city to you, mate? It's on my way to a shout on the sinker, stay. Submarine going under, mooching home in fear of thunder. She's gone too far yet again. Cross the bar, she'll make an eye, oh. Where are you gonna go?
Were you caught out by that then?
Yeah, I was. I was just looking at something else there.
So anybody watching our Facebook live feed might have just heard an expletive as you panicked to death there.
Sorry about that. Yeah, wow. That almost never happens.
That was a funky track. I love that.
That was cool. That was really, really good.
Clements.
Yeah, very good. Are they got anything coming up then, do you know of?
Not I know of around here at the minute, but Maloney's had them on before. I'm sure she'll get them again soon.
Yeah. Awesome. So, just about time for us to leave. DJ Ski's not turned up just yet.
He'll be here soon.
Yeah, probably.
He'll set up during the 4 minutes of ads we've got.
Yeah, and then have to play him again. So stay tuned for Platinum Plates. DJ Ski, it is a great show, I have to say. Yeah. Really cool. So what are you doing?
He's here this week. Did he say he was off for 1 week or two? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. He might not be here then.
There we are, getting everyone's hopes up and then just letting them down. Maybe. Well,
that's what we do, apparently.
Every week at about 2 o'clock.
Yeah. If you missed last week's show, you should definitely go and podcast it because we had CK Golden on.
That was a good one.
Didn't give him a mention, actually, did we? Thanks for coming in last week. We had him on for 2 hours.
He'll not be listening because he's not on it this week.
No, he'll not be. He won't care. If you missed any of the shows, you can go back and find them. We're on Acast and we're also on iTunes.
iTunes, yes.
So have a look for us on there. Have you checked out the listenership lately? I don't know what I was going to say there.
I check it every so often. This last week's has been quite a popular one because CK's been tweeting it a lot on his website and stuff.
Yeah, on his Instagram stories and everything like that. Are we still big in Bosnia?
We're still getting bizarre downloads from ridiculous countries. So, well, when I say ridiculous, I don't mean the countries and the people in it are ridiculous.
No.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that we're getting there.
Unexpected, I think, is what you meant there, James.
I've used the word ridiculous a lot today, I've noticed.
It's slightly ridiculous, the amount of times you've used ridiculous.
I am just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to burgers.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, that'll be good. It'd be good if we could get the people listening abroad to sort of tweet us in. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Tell us where you're listening from.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, not just Hillsborough.
Maybe they're not listening. Maybe they're just downloading it and then just not bothering to listen. Especially this far into a show.
Yeah.
I'd have given up by now.
Yeah, as soon as you got the track wrong first off, forget it. These guys are idiots. It's just me that's the idiot. James is not. James is fine. Yeah.
Yep.
So what are you doing through the week then?
This week I will mostly be... Well, it's bank holiday, isn't it, tomorrow?
Bank holiday,
so tomorrow will more than likely be recovery day from barbecue that we're going to go to now, which I keep on mentioning because I'm hungry and I want burgers.
Yeah, I've only had a bowl of Crunchy Nut Cornflakes this morning. They were nice.
I've had a slice of kebab pizza from last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What a great breakfast.
Oh, God, I ate
healthy start to the day.
I ate so much yesterday. Went to Manchester Pride yesterday with some friends. We ended up... I had some cereal, then I had a Greggs when I got into town, when I bought me Primark, chicken bake.
The chicken bake's horrible.
Just the opinion of James Hargreaves. Sorry, Greggs. And then we had a brown, so I had a full rack of ribs there, and then we had something to eat in the evening. Just ate all day yesterday.
Wow.
It's great. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You actually yesterday have eaten more than I did.
Wowza.
Yeah. That's quite a feat. Well done.
The ribs were very nice, I have to say.
I love
ribs. I'm looking forward to more barbecue today. Yeah, but
my special burgers.
Yeah, we'll be back same time next week, 2 o'clock till 3. If you know anybody that's in a band or has got some music they want playing, please get in touch. We're on Facebook at The Squeak. That's Twitter, innit? Twitter at The Squeak. Facebook.com/The Squeak.
Yeah,
spelled wrong.
We can put at The Squeak and
in Facebook.
It will tag us in.
Wowza. Yeah, even better. And let us know what you think about this live video and we might do it again. If the box is still here, because if the box is not here, then we're struggling. We'll have to get his own box.
Yeah. Well, it's been a success with. I think there is somebody actually watching. Somebody. Yeah.
It's probably still Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Right
yeah, we're That's off. So see you later.
We're racing off for barbecue. Bye.
Have a good week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.